Blog Talk Radio.
All opinions, comments, and representations made by the hosts of Brilliant Ideas Radio and their guests are strictly for entertainment purposes. Well, at least that's what we think we're doing. Entertaining you. Welcome to Brilliant Ideas Radio. Brilliant Ideas Radio keeps you informed about all the awesome products and people in the food industry. Brilliant Ideas Radio is about food, music, and most importantly, having fun with your friends. And now, here is the man with the master plan, Brilliant Ideas. So join the fun and call the studio number at 714-242-5272. Once again, the studio number is 714-242-5272.
Well, I walked and I walked and I walked and I walked. I stopped to rest my feet. I sat down by an old oak tree and I fell fast asleep. I dreamt I was sitting in a cafe as hungry as a bear. My stomach sent a telegram to my head, there's a wreck on the road somewhere. I heard the voice of a pork chop say, come home to me and rest. Talk about your stewing meat, well I know what's the best. Talk about your chicken, ham and eggs, turkey stuffed and dressed. But I heard the voice of a pork chop say, come home to me and rest. I heard the voice of a pork chop say, come home to me and rest. We'll talk about your stewing meat, well I know what's the best. Talk about your chicken, ham and eggs, turkey stuffed and dressed. Heard the voice of a pork chop say, come home to me and rest.
Yes, we heard the voice of a pork chop and some beets and some parsley and some dark side burgers. Welcome to the Green Ideas Radio. Hello, Brian. How are you this evening?
Oh, I'm great. I'm glad you played that song. I really like that song.
Yeah, that's Jimbo Trout, one of our guests a few weeks back, and he has interesting music. And actually, if you guys get a chance, check out Jimbo Trout on his Facebook page. He's got some really unique music. That's one of my favorites, the voice of a pork chop. And, oh, look, Laurie's calling in. I didn't know she was going to call in tonight or not, but hold on a second, Brian.
Wait. Where is she now?
She's over in New Jersey.
Where is she now?
Yeah, she's over in New Jersey, and I think this is her. Hello, Laurie.
Hello, guys. Surprise.
Hello, Laurie. Taking hiatus again from the show?
Of course. I got to come back to my family
getting,
every once in a while.
I'm sorry,
you know, they need me.
I'm getting uncomfortable in these high heels. I mean, I can't do this anymore.
Hey, do I get a t-shirt for calling in?
Yes, you get a t-shirt for calling in.
I don't know.
Speaking of calling in, we're going to ask people to call in tonight. We haven't asked folks to call in a while. 714-242-5272, because we have nothing prepared for the show, which is not unusual for me. But if you want to call in and tell us what you made for dinner, lunch, breakfast this weekend, anything special, any recipes, or just want to talk to us, I'll make Brian hang up if you don't want to talk to him. But call in at 714-242-5272. Anyway, Brian, first thing I have to ask you, you went to a tea room today?
No.
Yes. I had lunch at the tea room in the gardens, the botanical gardens. And what's wrong with that?
Nothing.
You know, cavemen that don't know anything about culture should not talk about others.
Well, what did you have
That's
at the tea room?
I'll
First
say.
Of all, let me just say, can you see me at a tea room, Laurie?
No.
No.
I look. Okay. All right. Wait
Your
a second. You know, I should have taken. I should have taken pictures, because when we got to the tea room, there was this big burly guy with a beard enjoying his lunch with either his wife or his girlfriend, whoever it was. And, you know, I thought of you for a second. I'm like, well, you know, there's nothing wrong with Grill being in a tea room. It's a place. It's like a restaurant.
And the chairs, like the little the little dainty chairs, like the soda pop chairs and the little cups.
No,
with the, like, you just wouldn't know how to hold a cup.
Like, it's not like that. It was in the Japanese garden in
what
the botanical garden.
In the tea room? What did you have? Did you have your pinky up when you were drinking your tea?
No, I didn't have any pinky up, but I'm going to have a fist up in a minute. And, you know, I just put the link. Oh, here it is. I have the menu up. The menu was really interesting, all right? I had a salad, all right, that was what they call the watermelon and feta salad.
No, watermelon combo.
But you know, and I've heard about grilled watermelon, but it had shaved beets and tomatoes and feta cheese and arugula, all the things that you love.
Why is it in a tea room you have to have watermelon and chestnuts and cucumber salad,
gotcha,
and feta cheese and all? Why can't they have like pork barbecue bacon? Why do they have to have those things at a tea room?
Because then it wouldn't be a tea room; it'd be at a barbecue.
But they have, you know. First of all, they change your menu all the time, and they have interesting things. Like, they have a black bean burger made from black beans, all right? And so, you know, like a veggie burger type thing, all right? They had this nice shrimp bowl. Shrimp boil with shrimp and chorizo and corn and, you know, and potatoes. You know, so they have lots of different things. This menu isn't showing. There was some kind of a French toast that was interesting. They have oysters, roasted oysters. Okay, and here's one of the things I decided to talk about today. They had roasted oysters on the grill, topped with a brandy and Tabasco infused mignonette.
That works. Now, I could probably eat that. What's a minuet? Isn't that something like a small song? What is a minuet?
Okay. This is one of my pet peeves. Why do we have to have mignonettes and vinaigrettes and remoulades and aiolis? What happened to mayonnaise and sauce and salad dressing and things like that? A mignonette is a vinegar-based sauce that they often use on oysters, and it's got
Brian,
pepper and, you know,
other things. Brian, you want to know why you had minuet and vinaigrette and all that?
Because you're at a freaking tea room.
You're at a tea room, that's why.
I don't have to be in a tea room to have something served with a mignonette. What kind of tea did you have? I actually had a house-made lemon-lime soda. And my wife had a tea, but they don't show their drinks. She had some kind of a iced herbal tea.
Of course, raspberry.
And she had a nectarine salad with blue cheese.
I'm bored with this. All those places always have all that freaky stuff. They just, you know, sassafras tea and arugula minuets and... I mean, just for God's sake. All right, let's go talk about.
You know what? If it doesn't have bacon and pork,
right? And barbecue sauce,
pulled
you
pork.
I guess
you're just not interested in it.
Right.
No, I'm not interested. You will never catch me alive or dead in a tea room. I will tell you what I had for dinner. First of all, do you know what Royal Farms is? Do you have Royal Farms in your area?
Not in our area, but in some of the areas that I work in. Yes, I know about
that. Right. Well, I had the world famous, that's what it says on the sign, world famous fried chicken. They had 12 pieces for $17.49, and you got a free 32-ounce drink to go with that. And so far, Laurie, I've had 7 pieces of the 12, and there's 5 left.
Oh, no. See what happens when I leave them? See what happens?
It's good. By the way, Brian,
I'm surprised you
KFC,
didn't spread peanut
Brian,
butter on them.
Exactly.
It's better than KFC and Popeyes, Brian. I will give them that. It's the world-famous chicken. Yes.
No, it's better than Kentucky Fried.
I like it.
I don't know.
It was fantastic.
Sorry, folks, call in
because we don't have a lot of material, as you can tell. Call in tonight, 714-242-5272. Please call in. Tell us what you had for dinner, lunch, breakfast, or just call us up.
Hey, wait.
How
about let's talk about, and you even admitted to the fact that they looked good. Let's talk about my country-style pork ribs that I made yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Now, wait a minute. Before you start that, my question is, you don't have a charcoal grill?
No, I used to, but I don't anymore. So if I want to smoke something, you know, I have a smoker box, and you know, that I put in there and do all that stuff. But
grill. Well, you're the perfect candidate for a hot box grill. Dave Brady is listening. You need one of these hot box grills. www.hotboxgrill. That's the way I squeeze it. Squeeze in our sponsor. All right, so let's talk about your grilling/barbecuing, or I call it grill-becuing. What exactly did you have? Look, you had fish and pork.
I didn't have any fish. What is wrong with your eyesight? Those were boneless country-style pork ribs.
Oh.
And
I thought it was
one and half of them I did with Marty Owens Tatanka Dust. And half of them I did with the crazy bitch, our friend Gina, her kick-ass barbecue sauce.
And how was
so it? So I figured I'm going to still continue this parade of comparing the two, you know, the two manufacturers. Of course, Gina sent me not only dry rub, but, you know, a number of her sauces to try. So I'm like, you know, why not? And, of course, I love them both, you know, but...
Drum roll, please.
But they're... What?
Well, I'm
but
thinking that you're going to tell us which one was better, or just going to keep it neutral?
No, actually, my wife liked the Tatanka Dust a little bit better, but partly because she doesn't like sweet barbecue sauces. And she's not a big fan of barbecue sauce, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So she kind of liked that charcoal, smoky taste. But I'll tell you, both products.
I have a question. How was the tuna?
How was what?
How was the tuna?
Yeah, I'm like I said, how was what? I'm
the
not
tuna.
Even going to respond to you.
You know, that's all your photograph. I wrote you a private message, and I said, for once, it looks really good. It looks edible. But I could have swore you had a hunk of tuna on there. So that was pork and what?
It was all pork. There were six pieces of pork on that grill.
Okay.
Well, I haven't been on Facebook because I don't have my computer, and I purposely do not have my link on my iPhone for Facebook, so I don't. It stops me from going on there. And I love it. So I want to just give a quick shout-out. Happy birthday to Anna Marie Fricara, my good longtime friend. And, Brian, I did not get a chance to see your food, but when I get back home and I pop on Facebook, I'll be doing like. Because I want to see it. It sounds delicious.
I'm not going to worry. I know you're always a fan.
I would like to say happy birthday. I was traveling in Chicago this past week, and happy birthday to our good friend Randy Finn. I didn't wish him a happy birthday, so
yes.
Randy, happy birthday, because I've been lazy on Facebook. Oh, you did? Well, you count for both of us then. All right,
you know
what's
weird is I must not get any of the birthday alerts because I'm, like, totally lost when it comes to people's birthdays.
Well, you get rid of most of the people on your list anyway. I don't. Your whole deal is, what do you got, like, 7 friends now? I mean, every time I talk to you, you're like getting rid of people.
7? Yeah. No, actually, I was trying for 6, but for some reason you blocked my being able to block you.
Oh, we have really started this show off with a bang. Folks, if you want to call in, I'm begging you, 714-242-5272. Hoboken Eddie was supposed to be calling in last week, and then I spoke to him. Oh, what day was it? Today's Sunday. It was on Friday. I spoke to him, and he is traveling to Chicago, the place I just came back from, for some kind of fiery food show. And he said he's going to try to call in, so he may be calling in tonight to talk about it.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Hoboken Eddie's going to call in and talk about his sausage. That's what he told me. So, but
good.
Anyway, he's got a new sausage that he has come out with, and I think he may be calling in. While we're waiting, too, speaking of sausages, while I was in Chicago, there's nothing like Chicago hot dogs, and I went to...
No!
What?
Can't stand them.
You can't stand Chicago hot dogs? Why?
Hot dogs have two, maybe three things on them. Mustard, sauerkraut, and maybe relish sometimes. But for the most part, I would say hot dogs have mustard.
Yeah.
Hot dogs do not have a whole freaking salad on them.
Oh, so you're just
I'm
saying
sorry.
No to Chicago. Okay, because Chicago hot dogs have tomatoes and lettuce and peppers and mustard.
They put
tomato
on it? I don't know. No, I'm
yeah.
a Brian. I'm
onion.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
pickle.
A Brian.
Anyway, they are the best hot dogs in the world. Portillo, how do you say it? Hot dogs is famous in Chicago. And I went there for two Chicago dogs, even though Brian doesn't like them. And call in. If you like Chicago hot dogs, tell Brian what a fool he is. Do something. Call in. I know people are listening because people said they're going to be listening to the show. And by the way, we were number 7 last week, which is pretty good because none of us were around even promoting the show. So thank you for listening to the show and keeping it up in the top 10 and I don't know why you do it, but you still do, so we'll keep doing this. And let's see here. What else do we have? Laurie doesn't have any news. She's supposed to be the food news Jersey style girl. Hey, Laurie, I know. You went to Dairy Queen tonight, right? What did you get at Dairy Queen?
I did. This time I got the small, I'm being very good. I got the small vanilla cone dipped in the cherry. It was so good. And I always think of you because my brother Jimmy loves, what do they call them, the Blitzes?
Right.
Blizzard.
Oh, the Blizzard.
He gets the large.
Blizzard.
Thank you. Blizzard.
Yeah.
He always gets the large like you would get, and he gets the peanut butter one. I love peanut butter, but not in ice cream. And we were like, no. But he let me taste it. It was okay, but it's too much, especially with a large. So, speaking of dinners, they made me chicken piccata. I love capers. It was so good. So I had arugula salad. She made me these delicious this mushroom dish that she always makes, and I had chicken piccata. It was nice. Went to see my other sister, sat outside with her and my niece, had wine and cheese. So I'm making the round. It's nice. I need, every once in a while I have to head to Jersey and make my rounds.
Yeah, you're there like every week. Every once in a while, Brian, she has to make her rounds to New Jersey.
Yeah.
It seems like I'm here every week. No. Once, what do I get here? Like once a month I try to get here? About once a month.
Yeah, I guess it's once a month.
Yeah, once a month every other week. Lori has 24 months in her year.
When you have a big family, listen, this is serious. When you have a big family, there's always something going on. So every month you got to get up here for something, whether it's a shower or it's a birthday or a wedding. It's like, okay. So, yeah.
Wait. You have no plumbing? You have no plumbing in the house? You have to go to Jersey for a shower?
Good one.
Hey, you guys, you remember Peapod, Brian?
Which?
What? Do you remember Peapod? P-E-A-P-O-D, the company Peapod?
Not really.
No.
I don't know it either.
Anyway, 1989, this is actually a food story show. 1989, Peapod started. This is back in the day when food delivery and the internet was just getting started. And Peapod was a grocery delivery service that two brothers started. And Andrew Thomas Parkinson pioneered the online grocery delivery concept. And this is the funny part. They've been around since 1989. And everybody I say this to and say, hey, Peapod? I haven't met a soul yet that knows who they are, but yet they've been around.
But
all
are they
the time.
West Coast, East Coast, all over the country? Like where are they?
Well, they're pretty much like Chicago area. They were on the NASDAQ as of 1997. They've got locations in Washington D.C., Virginia, Maryland, Connecticut, North Jersey, Laurie, Rhode Island, Baltimore. They have actually, as of 2009, they had delivered 15 million orders, grocery orders, to their customers, and they're shooting.
Get
for
out.
They're shooting for 25 million this year. But it's funny. I was waiting to see if he'd ever heard of them. Most people have never heard of Peapod, but they're quietly doing this behind the scenes. And what they do is just a service, and they have a warehouse, and you can order, go to Peapod.com and order groceries, and if you're in their delivery area. But I couldn't believe it. 15 million orders as of 2009 and shooting for 25 million in 2015. So anyway.
I wonder where in North Jersey. Like, does it say whereabouts? Like, Paramus?
No, because to me, Jersey's just Jersey, but
don't tell that to Jersey people.
Yeah, I know. Philadelphia, New Hampshire, Indiana. Anyway, that's a boring story because no one's ever heard of it before. But it's kind of weird that they've been around all that time and no one's heard about them, but they're quietly delivering lots of packages. Anyway, that is a story. You got anything, Brian?
Okay. You know, I was thinking about fruits that we don't eat as fruits. And, you know, of course, kind of lemon and lime come to mind because we really use them for flavoring and other things. And I'm, like, trying to do a search to see if there are fruits that we don't eat as fruits and come up with all this crap. And I actually came up with the top 10 poisonous fruits.
Top 10 what?
Poisonous fruits.
Oh, I got to hear this.
Let's hear this.
Number 10 is almonds. Number nine is nuts, I guess, a fruit. Yeah, but there's something about them that apparently is poisonous, maybe in their raw state.
Really?
Number nine was cashews, cherries, asparagus.
Wait a minute. Time out. Where do you get your news from? The same place Laurie does? What do you mean these things are poisonous? Cherries are not poisonous.
I don't know why, but I'm reading this thing. It says smashing list.
Brian, you got to say this, like I always say. You don't write it, you're just reading it.
That's right. I'll read the intro. Almost every single day we eat food produced from plants that carry lethal poison. Most of us think eating fruits can be nothing but healthy. But there are hidden dangers in many common foods, poisons that make you sick, paralyze, and even kill you lurk behind some of our favorites. Most of the time, we don't need to be concerned, but occasionally, people accidentally kill themselves by unwittingly eating the wrong part of a plant.
This is amazing. Okay, you start off almonds. I know some people have some nut allergies, and I guess
that. I was going to say that. People who have allergies, I can see that.
Like I said, it's other parts of the plant and possibly in their
maybe the pit of a
state.
Cherry, if you swallow the pit. Oh.
Well, that could cause other things. let me see what it says about almonds. Almonds,
right,
a dry fruit. It's not a nut, as many people would have you believe.
Oh, geez, now it's not a nut.
It has a unique taste, and it's excellent. Oh, let's get to the point where it says where it's poison. Come on, guys. okay. They claim that they're full of cyanide.
You know, I think I've heard this. It's funny you said that. I think I heard that.
Yeah, I heard it too.
The bitter almond. Okay, let's see what cashews. Cashews contain urushiol. I don't know what that is, which is the same chemical that you find in poison ivy. Okay. Cherries.
Wow.
Cherries. Wow. Come on, what?
Are you scrolling down?
The cherry.
Scrolling?
Okay, something about the cherry pips. If chewed,
yeah,
have hydrogen produces hydrogen cyanide. Okay, so obviously there are things that, you know, parts of the tomato plant. So it's, you know, it's true. Obviously, we don't really eat those things unless we're almond growers or cashew growers or tomato growers, you know, and we do the wrong thing. But it was just interesting that, you know, all these things that we eat have poisons.
All right,
I bet William
Horne
knows about the almonds.
So give us some more, because you got almonds, you got cashews, you got
cherries.
Cherries, asparagus, tomatoes. Let's get to page two. I know that the inside of the, if you're able to crack the apricot pit and the
mm-hmm.
and the part, the seed that's on the inside, I
mm-hmm.
know about that one. That's
I know that.
Same thing with peach, I think. All right. Jatropha fruit. Looks a little
oh, yeah,
like
well,
an
I eat that every day.
Yeah. All right.
Have that with my cereal. Jatropha.
Wait. Do you eat Daphne's?
Who?
What?
Daphne.
Where?
Daphne. It's a fruit. It's probably not an edible
What's
fruit.
It look,
and then
what kind of family?
European spindle. Apples.
Oh yeah, apples. Okay, here we go.
Yeah, well, you know,
well,
apples
the seeds.
Are poisonous.
The seeds.
The
mm-hmm.
seeds.
All right, so
got it.
Well,
got
and now
it.
That we've
right,
talked
next.
About all those fruit. Now that we've talked about all those fruits. Speaking of cavemen. do you know that studies have shown that cavemen had a fruit and vegetable diet?
No.
Yeah, they didn't just go around with their big clubs beating dinosaurs over the head and eating them raw before they discovered fire. They ate whatever fruits and nuts and berries they found.
Hmm.
Okay.
Yeah,
so when did they start eating
bacon? The real caveman diet.
Caveman diet, yeah.
When did they start eating bacon?
Yeah. I don't know. That's not, well, but you know that the whole thing with the paleo diet is like, it's what the caveman
mm-hmm.
diet is.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
True.
So.
Boy,
so,
you've got
but you know, speaking like you said in the beginning, the changes. So in the beginning, you said, you know, lemons and limes, not everybody eats lemons and limes, but, and Grillion, we'll say this, I have lemon juice and lime juice every day, most of the time lemon juice, but now they add a little lime, in my water, every day.
Yeah,
and,
but
you know,
we all use them in that form, but did you ever peel a lemon and eat the lemon like you would eat an orange?
No.
Or grapefruit?
No. It's very,
that's,
very,
that's,
no.
that,
it's
that's
very,
what
very
I was
fun.
Looking for originally.
Okay.
Hmm. Well, I've got, since you talked about fruits and vegetables being poisonous, I've got something interesting. Do you know the different fruits and vegetables that magically regrow themselves?
Fruits that magically regrow themselves.
I just all heard crickets for a second.
Yep, that's what this
oh,
article says. Hey, I don't write it. I just read it. That's what Laurie says. Yep, foods that magically regrow themselves. And I'm not talking like Jack and the Beanstalk either, magically grow. All right, for example, if you take it's kind of a far-fetched, stupid story, but most of the stuff we tell on Great Ideas is, if you take a potato or a sweet potato, cut it into a little piece and put it in water, it'll regrow. Pineapple, don't throw your pineapple tops away. Did you know if you soak them in water that they'll start to sprout again and you can have your
no,
own
No, you just
plant?
Threw it away. You just bought the pineapple. Oh, it was delicious. You buy the
yep.
whole pineapple. I love it. He cuts it all up so nice, so perfect, throws it in a bag. You have to just, like, every once in a while we go in the refrigerator and chomp on it. It's so good. But that would be great. I'd love that.
Yeah, but here's the problem. After
oh, here
you
we go.
Plant it, it takes 8 years before it'll bear fruit. I think I'll just
oh,
go for apart and get one for 250 apiece.
Yeah, but
yeah.
potatoes go, what, how do you think, oh, we grow potatoes every season. in the garden. And
mm-hmm.
I mean, my wife will buy, you know, what you call a starter potato at, you know, one of the garden centers. But it's the little eyes in the potato. You cut it into pieces, and anywhere you have that little eye, that's actually the start of a root. So you put that in the ground, and it, you know, and it grows. I in turn, and she laughs at me, is if I have a potato that starts to, you know, kind of grow eyes while it's sitting in the bin, I'll let it go, and then I'll cut that up and throw it in the ground, and they grow. I mean, potatoes are actually easy to grow.
That's what Mr. Potato Head says, and isn't Potato Head, I have eyes for you. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
onions, lemongrass, leeks, fennel, and spring onions, whatever you cut off of them, don't throw them away. You can put them in water, they'll re-sprout, and you can grow your own onions, lemongrass, leeks, what I just said.
Have you done that, Brian?
Yeah, but you have to have part of the root. You can't just, like, you know, cut a little ring of an onion and kind of grow again.
Yeah, actually, he's right. I'm looking at the picture here. You have to have a piece of the root. Celery,
yep.
Cabbage, romaine lettuce, and bok choy. If you have leftover, even they're talking about if you have the leftover leaves or stalk, you can actually soak them in water. They'll sprout roots, and you can plant them again.
Some of them, yeah, I think some of them will root, but most of those things, you have to have something that resembles a root, you know, or a starter of a root.
According to this, oh, you're right. There has to be a root. I'm reading further here. Okay, ginger, Laurie. If you cut a piece of ginger off, and ginger is a root, you can actually drop it in a bowl of water, and it'll sprout.
That's what
little,
you do. I use that too every day in my water. Whole, fresh. I buy a little root, and I shave it. I throw it in my water with my lemon, and that's my drink. I love it.
How about garlic? One clove of garlic. All you have to do is plunk it in some potting soil and let it and water
no
it
way.
And let it sit out in the sun, and it'll reach out and grow a little garlic plant.
Wow.
Yeah, garlic.
Mushrooms.
Well, we tried garlic. We tried garlic a couple of times. You have to be really patient with it, and it takes forever, it seems.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you think you want to pick them, you got to just sort of cut everything off the tops and let the stalks that come up from the ground dry out. The same thing with the onions.
Mm-hmm.
And before you actually pick them, and you
mushrooms,
think that they're all dried out, but they're not.
Don't throw away those icky mushrooms. You can throw them in potting soil, put them in the dark, and then they will start, because they're a fungus anyway, they'll start growing new mushrooms if you wait long enough. This is the part about all this. This is just, you know, one of these Whole Foods. This article came from Whole Foods and regrow your food, blah, blah, blah. Just go to the supermarket and buy what you want.
Speaking of Whole Foods, or as many of us call it, Whole Paycheck, did you hear that they got caught? Did you hear that they got caught by misweighing stuff and overcharged?
Yeah.
Well, they overcharged anyway. And Whole Foods is starting to go down the tubes in a lot of places.
Get out!
Yeah. I mean, I'm not a Whole Foods shopper. There are so many other small, independently owned, you know, specialty stores that you can go to, and I'd rather, you know, spend my money locally and support local. But you know, that's like, you know, Whole Foods is like, everybody's like, thinks that they're someone when they go to Whole Foods.
Right.
Yeah.
You know,
like
they got caught with their hands and, you know, with their hands in the cookie jar, kind of stealing from there.
They claim that it's not true, but they got a mound of evidence, and I guess the weights and measures people caught them, and it wasn't just one store. It was multiple stores had the wrong pricing, the wrong weights. So instead of buying, like, 5 pounds of chicken, they were given, like, 4.5 pounds and charging for 5, that kind of thing. So
that's real quick. Wow. Shame on them.
Yeah.
I wonder why nobody wants to call in. I know we got people listening. Come on, just call. I'll give away a free ticket. No, I'll tell you what. What am I going to give away for you? A T-shirt. I guess that's all that we got. I'll give away a free T-shirt if someone calls in the next 5 minutes. 714-242-5272. It is a very nice T-shirt.
They're real nice T-shirts. Oh, my God, they're really nice.
But wait a minute. Sure. What size do we – hey, Laurie, what sizes do we have available?
Oh, gosh, we have a 3X. and I think one small and one medium left. This is a large, too.
If you're a little person, a medium-sized person, or a big fat guy like me, call in, because we've got T-shirts we can give away.
You are not fat in any way. You are not
fat.
Oh, my God.
Speaking of fat, guess what I had tonight for dinner?
I bet it wasn't world-famous fried chicken.
No, but you were so worried about me losing my dark side today. You were ready to send out the troops to rescue me because of my tea room experience.
Tea place. Anyway, what did you have for dinner, Brian?
I had the good old American standard, Oscar Mayer wieners.
All right. Did you have
Boiled, not grilled, because my wife likes the dirty water dogs, and I actually
are you really
I prefer
dark
it that
you
way.
Boiled them. You boiled a hot dog.
Yeah.
I haven't had a boiled hot dog since I was a kid.
Yeah, and I made coleslaw, but then I roasted marshmallows on bamboo skewers over the stove.
No. No. What are you saying around the campfire?
So you know what? You were so worried about me not having a dark side moment. I had to make sure that I did something that was dark enough for you. And let me tell you, roasted marshmallows are dark.
you had to get that tea party out of your system, didn't you? You boiled hot dogs and you roasted marshmallows over your stove. Now
wait a second.
Quintessential dark
side. I want to know something. Why is boiling a hot dog as opposed to grilling it more dark side?
Because it's just this. It's just something that nobody does anymore. That's why it's so funny.
No one does it anymore. That's like 1960s.
Yeah, but you know what? You know, when you grew up on hot dogs, you know, in New York City from the vendors and going to the ballpark,
they were
always dirty water dogs. And I never liked grilled hot dogs.
Really?
I just don't like them that way.
Funny. Wait a minute. Time out. You a little while ago said you only like mustard. And you did say sauerkraut. Where did this coleslaw come into play?
I mean sauerkraut, right.
The coleslaw was our vegetable.
But you put it on your hot dog?
I put it on the hot dog.
Oh, okay. I thought you put it on the hot
dog. I only put mustard on the hot dog.
Oh, wow. Boy, did we destroy
this. I like chili, too. I like chili dogs.
They have chili dogs in Chicago that are unbelievable. I mean, the chili just...
Oh, I bet.
It actually runs down your hand and down your wrist and down to your elbow. It's amazing, chili.
Hey, did I ever ask you if you went to this diner? It's like a retro. Oh, it would be perfect for Emily Allen. I mean, because it's like one of these retro places called Ed the Bevick's. Have you ever been there?
I saw one. No, I've never been in there before. No.
Oh. I mean, next time you go to Chicago, you have to go, because I don't know. You might walk out of there in shock, but you have to go.
Hey, we got 3 minutes, but I got to ask a question. You made me think of something when you asked about that. Do you like? I don't know why. Do you like New York pizza, Brian?
I prefer New York pizza.
Why?
If you're going to ask me about Chicago pizza, no. I don't like the dogs and I don't like the pizza.
Why do you like New York pizza?
Oh, why not?
Because it's more in the style. It's in the style of how pizza came from Italy to this country. You know, from Naples,
mm-hmm.
from Naples
mm-hmm.
area.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that was the more thinner crust pizza.
See?
That was the style that just kind of mutated to
mm-hmm.
Pizza Hut putting freaking
hot dogs
and,
on the crust.
Well, Laurie and I had
and everything else on the crust.
Looks like you put curlers in the
pizza.
Yeah, most of the curlers are in the pizza.
What?
Look like the little. It looks like the pizza with the hot dogs. Look at curlers. Like curlers.
Yeah.
I mean, every time
but
I see
they have
them,
one with like
curlers.
Ranch dressing now, some kind of thing with ranch dressing on the pizza, on the outside crust of the pizza. And I'm like,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
Just disgusting.
Anyway, can I finish my story about New York pizza? Laurie
no.
And I had New York pizza, you know, New York style pizza the other day, and
mm-hmm.
I just don't
mm-hmm.
like it. Now Laurie loves it. To me, it's just blah.
Wasn't.
I mean, it's thin. It's
it
like
wasn't.
It's like.
Oh no, 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 no! And Brian, it was dripping with grease. It was real thin. It was it was packed with the cheese. I wasn't having because he got like it was a garlic white cheese pizza, wasn't it? I think he comes out and says, "I got you a garlic white cheese pizza." I was like dying in the truck. Just get me home, get me home, get me home! I gotta eat it, gotta eat it. It was so good. He wasn't crazy about it. He goes, "I'm gonna take you to this place called Grotto Pizza. I gotta take you to Ocean City." Blah 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 blah. Grotto Pizza. It was really good though. I have to admit, it was very good pizza.
So wait, so what kind of, well, I know what kind of pizza he likes. He likes the frozen pizza from
Walmart.
I mean, you know, and that's not, forget New York or any other style pizza. It's
no.
Cheese and salt on a piece of cardboard.
Yeah, it's not good.
I mean, come on, so what kind of style pizza do you like?
Okay.
Brilliant.
I said something bad about New York pizza. I guess they cut me off. Did you guys keep talking, or did we just go blank at the end?
No,
no,
I was just asking a question about
what kind of pizza,
pizza do you like?
I lost.
So tell me about the Grotto pizza in Ocean City.
Anyway, Grotto's pizza, I completely lost everything, but Grotto's pizza in Ocean City is the best pizza in the world. If you're ever in Ocean City or in Delaware, on the Delaware beaches, go to Grotto's pizza. And this is not a plug, and we get nothing from Grotto's pizza, but it is my favorite pizza. I completely lost you. So where are we? Did you guys talk about New York pizza while I was gone?
Mm-hmm, we did.
We were
about
talking
that.
About how you didn't like it, and Lori loved it. So what does this Grotto pizza make? New York style or something else?
It has a sweet taste to it. They have a sweet tomato sauce and lots of cheese. Oh, Laurie ordered the
extra God,
pepperoni.
No,
oh,
God, no.
I hate
when the sauce is sweet.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Well,
Laurie ordered
listen,
extra
I tell
pepperoni.
Him I said, yeah.
Go ahead, okay. Tell him what you did.
Okay. He says, good, you know, get a small, that's all we'll need, it's filling. I said, okay. So I said, we got to get extra cheese. I always order the same thing every time, extra cheese and extra pepperoni. And now when you go to the rest of the pizza places around here in New Jersey, I mean, it's packed with what you want. It's sort of like, where's the beef? She comes out and I look at him going, there's hardly any pepperoni on this. And she goes, I'll tell them. I'm like, oh, no, I feel kind of bad. I'm not complaining. I'm just surprised. Like, I ordered extra pepperoni, and I can count. Like, there was, like, 5 pepperoni on the whole pizza. I'm like, where's the pepperoni?
It was underneath the cheese, I'm trying to tell you.
No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. It was the sauce. That was not pepperoni. I'm like, pepperoni. It's like pepperoni. It wasn't.
Well,
Brian,
no,
was no pepperoni.
I don't like pepperoni.
Oh,
all right,
it
we're
really
done. We're almost out of time, and no one called in, so we'll keep these T-shirts. That means I've got an extra T-shirt. Laurie, you're small, so you've got an extra T-shirt, and we can send Brian the medium. Brian, can you wear a medium?
Yeah.
Nobody wants our T-shirt.
No, I can't wear a medium.
All right, well, we're going to go because no one wants to talk to us. And thank you for joining us each and every Sunday night. We'll be back. Are we having a guest next week, Brian?
I hope so. I'm going to talk to her this week.
Me too. All right, we're supposed to have a guest next week. We were supposed to have a guest the last 2 weeks, but they didn't show up. Anyway, have a nice week, the coming week. We'll see you next Sunday, and we're going to close out with Laurie's special song, I Want to Be Happy.
Yay.
Everyone, have a nice week. We'll see you next Sunday.
I want to be happy, but I won't be happy till I make you happy too. Life's really worth living when we are mirth giving. Why can't I give some to you? happy too.